clock, even if they do not get back to their wives before 7. Holmes never took sick. His constitution was made of iron, and I had, in utter amazement, observed him over the past few years as he went without sleep for days on end, kept alive only by tobacco and coffee, when in hot, intense pursuit of a case. During the past several months he had worked non-stop all over Europe, identifying one criminal after another who was part of the notorious Trapani Mandamento, and seeing them off to prison or the gallows. As he had begun to pull one strand of their web of underworld enterprises, he continued to discover yet another dastardly activity. Arms and armaments were being illegally sold across borders for the equipping of any anarchist group who placed an order for them. Young women and even some young men had been smuggled in from India for immoral purposes. Bank vaults had been broken into without the bankers noticing until the money was long gone. Holmes methodically unwound each of the intricate plots and solved the mysteries. Far from wearing him down, it invigorated him. He sent brief notes affirming that he was beside himself with zealous satisfaction, hardly able to contain his sheer joy and grudgingly taking only an hour or two of sleep when sitting in a train cabin.